Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
79936.
Thank you. And could I please have your first and last name?
First name is Rosalinda. Last name is Soledad.
Thank you. Let me see. Bear with me one moment. Thank you for being patient. So I didn't see your name come up with the zip code. Would you be able to provide me with the last four digits of the card that was charged, please?
Hold on a second. 9174.
That was 9174?
Correct.
Thank you. And let me see.
The reason I'm calling is I don't recognize the charge. So that's why I wanted to make sure it is something that I bought.
Okay, well, let me see. And so what is the amount of the charge that you have?
$59.89.
Okay. Let me see. So I'm still having some troubles getting that pulled up. Do you know if that information would be under a different name?
No.
Okay. And would you be able to provide me with the first six digits of the card that was charged?
447994.
Okay, and I'm going to repeat that back to you to make sure I have it correct. So the first six was 447994.
Correct.
And the last four was 9174, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Because I hardly ever use this card, that's why I'm not recognizing the charge, but I just want to make sure it is something that I purchased.
Okay.
I'm making it.
Yes, ma'am, sure. So when you're ready, I'm sorry. Just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address, please?
2600 Aquatic Lane, El Paso, Texas, 79936.
Thank you. And so let me see. So I do see here that you were charged for the Bite Hub. That is a meal plan app. It's a meal plan app that goes on your smartphone. It shows you different recipes that you could use to cut out sugars and carb cravings, basically guide you to a healthier lifestyle, and it was for the chance to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner in a raffle.
No, I didn't. I actually went back and had deleted everything. So they processed it as something else. I didn't purchase anything. I know what you're talking about, but I didn't purchase anything.
Okay, well, I understand completely. So with it stating there in the, with it stating there in the terms and conditions about the $59.89 charge and that it was for that $125 gift card, it is a valid charge, but what I can do is reduce the price of the app to $20 for you, so it's at a discount instead of the full amount.
No, the thing is that I never purchased it. That's the thing. I never purchased it. I went in there, and then I saw what that they were going to charge me on something, and I went back and deleted everything. I never went in and purchased anything. I removed all my information and everything. They still processed.
Okay. Well, bear with me one moment to see what I can do here. Yes, ma'am. So I do apologize. It looks like the charge did still go through. So with it still going through, it is a valid charge. What I can do for you as a courtesy is a $55 refund. That's minus our $5 non-refundable setup fee.
I'm still going to dispute it because I didn't make any charge. Like I said, I'm still going to dispute this. So if you want to remove the $55, that's fine, but I'm going to call my credit card company then and dispute this charge because I did not make any purchase.
Okay. Well, yes, ma'am, I completely understand. So I did go ahead and do a full refund for you.
Okay.
And
the full refund will take care of everything?
Yes, ma'am. It can take up to 3 to 5 business days to reflect on the account. Was there anything else that I could assist with?
No, ma'am. That would be fine.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer support.
You said? And
I'm
it's
sorry.
For the $59.89, right?
That is correct.
Okay. Full refund in 5 to 7 days?
Right. 3 to 5 business days. Mm-hmm.
Oh, 3 to 5. Okay.
Right.
All right. Can y'all go ahead and put that on my notes? That way I can make sure that this doesn't reappear on here.
Okay. Well, I thank you for calling customer support and have a great day.
Thank you. You too. All right.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.